Hello and welcome to the Real Esteem Podcast. This is the Parenting on Fridays edition on May the 1st, 2020. I'm your host, Patrick Tabor, and today we're going to talk about asking for help. Stay tuned. How are we doing at home? How are things going? Now that everybody's at home, or most people have their kids and one of the parents are staying home, how is this working out for you? Is it a struggle or is it actually a good thing? Have you made this a great time to be with your family, or is this frustrating you to no end? What is your circumstance here? And what are you going to do about it? What most people do is they try to gather from their own gifts and abilities and accolades, and they think they can always pull together some type of plan that's going to help. And that's not bad. That's not a bad thing to do. That's good. But there always comes a point in your life, especially when you're hit with things that you're unsure about, circumstances that you've never been placed in before, and just being in a circumstance that requires or that puts pressure on you to succeed in an area you may not be functioning in most of the time is a difficult place to be. But if you see yourself getting to the point where things are getting more and more difficult, what should you do? You should ask for help. I'm going to tell you to ask for help from the Lord, and then He will send you the help you need, whether it be through your study of the Bible, or He'll send someone to give you good counsel, or you have to go seek out good counsel. One way or the other, He's going to tell you what to do, and it's going to change your whole perspective. Just like this whole stay-at-home order situation has affected our perspective. We see things a little bit differently now. We respect the teachers in public schools a little more. We realize that it's not as easy as it looks. And now that your mandatory time has been put into some other efforts, like helping your kids with schoolwork and whatnot, a little more than you used to, it may be a struggle for you, but don't lose heart. You have a helper. You have someone who can help you get through this. Not only this, but every circumstance that you face. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So there in Isaiah, He's telling you, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you get through this. You will not have to struggle for long if you come talk to me. And that's his goal, to try to get you to talk to Him as much as possible. He has the answers. So if you go to Him, you might get those answers a little bit faster than trying to utilize your own abilities and accolades and things that you've accomplished to be the pushing or stepping stone to getting to some type of order. Psalms 54 and 4 says, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life." Right there, you know, you should see that without God, you can't do anything. Really, truly, you may have the ability to do certain things in life, but the fulfillment of those things won't be as great as if you knew how much help you actually had during that process. Knowing that the Lord is your helper, it gives you greater ideas. It gives you greater abilities to achieve, because you're not so focused on trying to be seen or to achieve goals so that people will praise you. You're actually trying to get people to praise the God of the universe, because He is your helper. He's the one that actually makes things work. Psalms 121, 2 and 3 says, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." In other words, his main intention is to help you. That's what he is. He is a helper, the helper, the best helper, whatever you want to call him. He's great in all that he does. And if you acknowledge him in that sense, and then you listen to the wisdom that he gives you through his word and through other people, then I think you're going to be okay. And you'll not only get through this circumstance, you won't have to worry about a future stay-at-home order because you have a helper, you have a support. Every circumstance you're dealing with right now, you can get through it. You just have to trust the one who knows how to get you through it, who already has a plan for you, who already has a set destiny, and is going to help you get through any circumstance that you have to face. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be in his will. He wants you to be holy, and he wants you to be respected. The list could go on and on about how God wants certain things for you. The question always comes back to, what do you want? Do you really want to make it on your own and by yourself? Or are you going to allow the helper, the real helper, to help you get through this? I hope you got something out of this today. Be blessed. Grace and peace.